Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Chapter 1, 9, God is faithful and just to forgive our sin. He will, but he will not remove the consequences. He will take you through the consequences, but he's not going to be mocked. You're not saying, hey, I got away with it. God let that one slide. Oh, you have been deceived. That's all I can tell you. He will not be mocked because he can't. His word is forever settled. He cannot go against his word. But as a Christian, when we do sin, we can go to 1 John 1:9, but understand those consequences remain. It's just like if you jump off a building, right in the middle, you decide to change your mind. I'm sorry, but the laws of gravity is going to happen. You know, God loves you, but you're going to hit the ground. let's basically what's going to happen there. You know, God is not going to be mocked. And this is one thing that we need to understand, that God will not be mocked. So what I want you to do, I'm almost done here. What I want you to do this week is, just like the title says, what am I sowing? Look into your lives and see where you're spending your time. You know, actually, I did this thing on Facebook, saying I'm not going to be on Facebook for a week. That thing got so good, I think I'm going to add it 2 weeks. I done picked up so much time. I was up there on Facebook every time you turn around. I'm like, man, what a waste of time. What a waste of time. And I'm going to be honest, I'm just up there to be nosy. So why am I going to waste my time? I mean, you see people today, boy, they like this, just walking. People almost get hit by cars because they are sowing. Remember this, Satan simply wants to get you busy.
Amen.
He's not going to tell you not to serve the Lord. He just wants to get you busy. And once he gets you busy sowing in the wrong places, you're going to reap those wrong things.
Yeah.
If we simply sow where God tells us to sow, we'll reap those things that God wants us to have. God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to multiply. You know, John 15:8 says, then, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. God always, why does he want you to bear much fruit? He simply wants you to sow that seed, and that seed is the word of God. And he said, if my word go out, it shall not return what? Void. So isn't that good? So every time we go out witnessing, I know God will bless it. You know, like the scripture says here, Apollos water, what, how does it go here? It says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I tell you, many times we go out there, we don't see people saved, but we are leaving that seed, that word of God, so that when somebody else comes by, they water that seed. And then one day, God gives the increase. And there's a new Christian saved, and their soul is set to heaven. You know, God tells us this. It says in James 1:22, it says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Where are you sowing your seed? I want you to look into the mirror. Look at your life. Look at, do an assessment of your time. How much time you spend on TV. How much time you spend on the phone. How much time you spend doing nothing that's really going to reap any benefits. And then make adjustments.
Amen.
And then make adjustments. I tell you, that was too quick. I got to find some more. That's basically, I just do it. All right, so let's talk about real quick the laws of the harvest. What are they? The first one was, we reap if we sow. We reap what we sow. We reap more than we sow. And we reap in proportion to what we sow. And then the last one, we reap later than we sow. So I'll end with this. Is all of this sowing and reaping is good, but the biggest one of all is that have you sowed your faith in the Son of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
So let's everybody.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.